Yeah, I certainly think it is. If you look at Bray's form, you know, although there's only 3 points between the two sides, Bray have shipped 15 goals, only scoring the six. Obviously, Harps are in a very, very nice position, and this is the type of game that really is going to depend, well, define whether they stay in the Premier Division or not. I think they have to win. Their character is certainly going to be tested after the two defeats, and you know, but we said all along it was going to be difficult, and I think at the start of the season we said how they would react to the, you know, occasions when they're going to lose 2-3 games on the bounce. But this is very much, I know it's very early in the season, it's stupid, maybe it sounds stupid to say, but it's very much a 6-pointer, because if Harps can win, then they'll put a massive 6 points between themselves and Bray, which is a really nice position to be in.
At the top of the table, Dundalk are ticking on Sligo Rovers tonight. Can Sligo cause Stephen Kenny sides any problems? Can you see, Sean?
Well, the way Dundalk are playing, you know, they're 17 goals. I think they've only conceded 4 goals. They're looking really good. They're looking at this stage the team to stop. Sligo still haven't got the win, 8 games in. It's a massive game for them. They had a very good performance last week against St. Pat's. So went away with a very definite game plan. I'm sure they'll do the same tonight. However, I thought Pats were decidedly average, and I don't think Dundalk are average. So I think it'll be difficult. I think the best Sligo could hope for would be a draw. Whether that's enough to get the confidence going in their team, you know, they just can't seem their goal shy at the moment. 3 goals in the first 7 games. So that's my worry for Sligo, is that although they're playing some decent football, they're not scoring goals, and they're not getting in the habit of winning games. And Dundalk are the complete opposite. You know, they're scoring goals, they're creative, and they've got that confidence and swagger of champion.
Derry City are playing tomorrow night. Dundalk will go on as favourites against Sligo. We expect Dundalk to get a result, Sean. So they could move clear of Derry at the top of the table this evening. Derry are in Longford. It'll be interesting to see how the Candy Stripes, who are in very good form, respond to having to close the gap at the top again.
Well, I think, to be honest with you, I would say Kenny Shields is really just enjoying where he is at the moment. You know, I think we spoke that the project at Derry is very different than what it was, say, when Stephen Kenny was there. I think there's a massive rebuilding project at the club in terms of the stadium and other areas. And Kenny's come in very, very quietly, done his work under the radar, and they're sitting very, very nicely in second place. I think if they were going to play another team, you know, at the top of the table, there might be a bit of pressure. But really, again, Longford struggling to score goals, struggling to keep them out. I would think Derry can go there and like they've been all season, be very workmanlike, very efficient, and I would expect them to get a win.